I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1875. That was the day the National Marine Engineers Association was founded at a meeting in Cleveland, Ohio. The association represented steamboat engineers, most from boats navigating the Great Lakes. Being a steamboat engineer was risky business. Boilers could explode, fires could start on board, vessels could sink. Crews often had little training, and engineers that complained about the unsafe conditions or got caught talking union could lose their place on a ship. One history of the Great Lakes described the role of the engineer, writing, "Down in the bowels of the vessel, he controls not only the propulsion, but the steering, lighting, pumping, anchoring, and ventilation of the modern marine structure. And on the great warship, he is even responsible for the maneuvering of the heavy guns." In 1854, the engineers in Buffalo banded together in an association of their own, and in the next two decades, other cities followed. But the engineers knew that the only way to have real power to change their working conditions was to form a national organization. 10 delegates from Buffalo, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, and Baltimore attended the founding meeting. One of the union's early causes was to stop American shipping companies from hiring foreign engineers in international waters. In 1884, Congress passed a bill requiring officers on American ships to be U.S. citizens. The union grew to more than 20,000 members by the end of World War I. But the union fell on hard times during the Great Depression, losing more than 75% of its membership. In an effort to shore up U.S. shipping, Congress passed the Merchant Marine Act in 1936, calling for the construction of 500 new ships. Today, the union is part of the AFL-CIO under the name Marine Engineers Beneficial Association.